This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Thursday. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Congratulations to our man Dyson Daniels, the great barrier thief. All defensive first team. He joins Evan Mobley, who was the defensive player of the year. I felt like it could have been Dyson Daniels, who led the league in steals by a mile. But Dyson Daniels makes this team, guys. Ironically, so does Draymond Green. Amen Thompson from the Rockets, should I say. But this is a heck of an honor. And for everybody that says that we don't play defense, it sets a tone for everybody else, Mike. Mm. And when you play with a guy like Dyson Daniels, who averaged basically 3 steals per game in his first year with the Hawks, 229 steals, the most by any player in the NBA since Gary Payton in 1996.
Ooh, I really thought remember we talked about Wemby at one point was going to win this? I'm surprised that he didn't take it over Evan Mobley, but again, Cleveland is a winning team, and if that has any bearing on that, we're a team which is in a play-in, but we wouldn't even be where we were without him. Think about how bad this team would be without Dyson Daniels.
Yeah. First team All-NBA for Dyson Daniels.
Good. So what a stud.
What
a difference maker he made to this team. He really did.
He did.
Before Jalen got hurt, before obviously we traded DeAndre. I don't know what we would have been. Could we have been with the Pacers? I don't know about that, but if we'd have to add some more stuff at the deadline. But for the first half of the season, especially when we were in the midseason tournament, the guy was making plays, man. You saw the difference immediately.
He's legit. And that's why you don't trade him. You certainly don't trade Jalen. And I know there's a lot of conversation about what we're going to do, you know, trying to acquire one of these potential stars that are established already in the league. And real quick, Mike, I said this. Look, there's only one guy that I want. And I don't even think it's possible, and that's Giannis. All these other guys we're talking about, Zion, no thank you. Don't want it.
I must not get to Zion.
No. You know, we can talk about all these other players, and it's like, oh, yeah, man, these guys would be great.
We'd have to give up Jalen if ever there was a trade.
If you're going
to
do it.
If we're Milwaukee, to bring Giannis. I mean, the guys, as we said, Carl, it's not like you're flipping baseball cards on your front stoop.
No.
You know, hey, I'll give you Vit Krejci, and I'll throw in no, you got to give the good stuff, and they want Jalen. They would make a play for Dyson, too, but that's not negotiable.
No, it's not. Kevin Durant. No, thank you.
No, I've seen enough of him.
No.
And again, halfway through the season, he won out anyway.
Joel Embiid. No, thank
you. Damaged goods at this point.
No.
Just is.
Yeah. Bam. If Miami's rebuilding, Bam.
I like Bam. I think that kind of athleticism and size in the front court would help.
Those are guys that potentially are going to be moving, and we'll see what Miami does.
Miles Turner's a guy that I like. Didn't have a great night last night per se, but that's a dude, you know, if he didn't opt out. You know, that's one of those dudes.
All right, man. Congratulations to the Great Barrier Thief. Terrific year for Dyson Daniels. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
By the way, I did think the plunder from down under was okay. but unfortunately, it just never got the traction of the Great Barrier Thief.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. They're both killer nicknames.
Thanks, Carl.
Why don't you just
pat me on my head?
They really are. I didn't do that. They did. 12-team college football playoff, guys. Here's the news. They're going to move to straight seating, a straight seating model for the upcoming fall, which means the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds all receive first-round byes. This was announced today, and Mike and I a couple of hours ago were talking about this. Mm-hmm. So the 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame, the athletic director, that compromises or comprises, should I say, the CFP management committee. And so they got to talking about this. Everybody knows if you go back to last year, Boise shouldn't have been ranked or seeded where they were, and that bugged a lot of people. And so they said, how do we fix it?
Should have just simply been Oregon 1, Georgia 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4. Not the case, where because they were a conference champ, and I guess it's almost like they went out of their way to give them that juice. It just seems silly. You know, it never passed the eye test. Boise State got a bye, so they went on and get greased by Penn State.
Yep.
You know, that was one that was tough to get your head around. Arizona State got a bye as a conference champ, but then they turned around and really kind of redeemed themselves because everyone was dogging Arizona State. And damn, if they don't nearly win that game, if yours doesn't put it together, some would say there was a penalty that was missed. Sorry.
It was.
That would have helped that Arizona State.
No, it was. The five highest ranked conference champions will still be guaranteed a spot in the 12. But it does not guarantee you a first-round bye being one of the top four.
And again, Oregon, Georgia, Texas, Penn State, that was right last year. Now, can Georgia get there? Does it matter? Kirby, we talked yesterday. We spent some time talking about how important it is and how difficult it is, you know, to win a 16-team SEC. But, I mean, man, you still beat Texas twice. How many people thought a team could beat Texas twice last year?
No, listen.
Just that Alabama game, man. Well, that's the one.
And I thought
the Ole Miss, you knew there was going to be one that you were not anticipating would be a slip-up. But that Ole Miss game always felt trappy.
It did. And that was one we talked about all season long.
Right.
But I'll say, as far as the Texas game, I did not remember going into that game. I said, the pressure's on Sark, man. Kirby's been here, done that. And then they show up in Austin and they handle business. And then you get a chance to get some revenge in the SEC championship game, and you knock the quarterback out, and you still can't get it done. So kudos, man. They got the job done. It's going to be interesting to see what Georgia does this upcoming season. By the way, the group today making this announcement, as we just mentioned, for the College Football Playoff Committee, they also agreed to maintain the $8 million financial commitment to the four highest-ranked conference champions. So that's $4 million for reaching the playoff, and then an additional $4 million for reaching the quarterfinals. So, you know, if you're wondering what the money looks like, that is what it is, and that's what it remains as of right now. Once they go to 16 teams, Mike, money's going to go up. It will increase.
Right.
But this is the fundamental change that they've made to this upcoming season. And you know, they said, look, there's still a lot of discussions about where we're going to go and you know, what this looks like in 2026 and beyond. But this was simple math right here. This makes total sense. And by the way, I think it helps Georgia. And what this tells you is, again, you don't have to win your conference to be one of the teams that gets a bye.
Right. And I know that, you know, for Georgia, when you look at this, how this season is going to develop, who's going to emerge as the stud on defense with, you know, losing guys like Mykel Williams, Jalen Walker, you know, feeling maybe pretty good about your secondary perhaps. The running game, the offensive line. See, that the offensive line to me is the number one question for Georgia, which nobody ever seems to really think about.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Connor Riley, you know, he'll back us up when you and I ask him about it on our interviews on a weekly basis. But that's why it's just without the depth because of everybody getting a piece of the action in the portal. It just you don't have the kind of super, you know, the super duper lineups on both sides of the ball that Kirby had in 21 and 22. Meanwhile, LSU article today from Saturday Down South talking about LSU. Don't sleep on them because a lot of heat on Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
Saying, look, that Nussmeier is back. Great wide receivers back. Their coordinators are back. Basically, they're kind of running it back. Now, they did have some disappointing losses last year. But if some are saying with all the weapons they've got and the experience and what they've added, that, you know, they've got to, you know, he's got to win. Or Brian Kelly could get got at LSU.
I believe that because the talent is there. And if he's not able to put it together for another season, Mike, and look, how many teams should be – we say this every year. Like, what are the teams – I'm not going to include Alabama. I'm sorry. What are the teams that you feel like have a legitimate shot to go to the playoffs? Look, we just talked about Ole Miss. I think they're going to be good again, guys. And they may have the most dynamic quarterback who you haven't heard about coming up and playing for them this upcoming season.
They're going to be good. Georgia, I still suspect, Mike, is going to be in the mix. But let's not count out, you know, a much-improved Florida team or maybe, Mike, even a South Carolina team that looked great that maybe even should have made the playoff last year.
Right. They're physical. I mean, like, if they had – let's be honest. It was if they had a little bit of field goal kicking, a little bit of teams, they probably beat Alabama. That would have been four regular season losses for Alabama. Five, counting the bowl game. But, yeah, I just – I look at, you know, Ole Miss. I know they got to replace Jackson Dart, but that's a team that seems to live in the portal and do it right.
Yep.
Real quick, I'm reading this article from Saturday Down South about LSU. Fun little factoid. You realize LSU has not won the opening game of the season in the 2020s?
No, I have not.
They're 0 for Florida State, swept them.
Okay.
They lost last year, and now they get Clemson this year in their Death Valley.
Mm.
And that's a good Clemson team.
It is.
So that's something interesting. And again, also, then you throw in how Brian Kelly tends to wear out his welcome pretty quick with a monster ego that rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. But my point is, four teams at least, and yes. I'm not saying Alabama, but say what you want. Everybody's saying, hey, Texas may be back in the mix as well.
Well,
so,
by the way, you believe in Arch Manning, right?
I do.
But you believe in Sark. Do you trust Sark?
Not as much in big games as I did last year, as I told you, even at home.
Sark is kind of becoming like the Marty Schottenheimer of college football.
Well, listen, here's the problem. You've acquired all this talent. They're giving you a blank check every year. And you're getting all these guys. And unlike Kirby, when Kirby got here, right, and we said, oh, all right, you're getting the first, you know, number one class after number one class. What are you going to do with it? Go win national titles. Texas has yet to do that, and they're doing the same thing, Mike. He's getting great class after class, best wide receivers, best linebackers, best offensive linemen. You're not winning titles. So at some point, they will turn on him, as yes. they do, and they will say, we got to go find a guy who can put all of this together, not just recruit and do what Sark has been able to do, which is bring in great players.
Yeah, it was interesting. We were talking with Day-Day earlier today about the article about the greatest coaches of the 2000s.
Yeah.
And Kirby ranks as the fourth best. So basically, of all the 2000s, I mean, Day-Day, is the 2000 to 20 to present, not the 2020s.
He said all the 2000s.
Okay, the last 25 years.
That's pretty impressive. But you think about it, right? It's been 15 years now. No, he was here. What, 15 was his first year? 14 was his first year.
Yeah, 16.
So for what he's done in this short period of time, and you think about Pete Carroll's run, right? The two guys that are in front of him, pretty obvious, right? Pete Carroll at USC. Which in the early 2000s, they had an amazing run. He put tons of guys in the NFL, and they had a chance to four-three-peat, to be honest with you. And then the other guys, obviously Nick Saban, right? So, I mean, that makes sense.
Like Dabo, I mean, it's pretty much.
Oh, was Urban in front of him too? And yeah. Urban Meyer, okay.
And Urban did some amazing things. He did. And he won, you know, he won titles with Florida and with Ohio State. Now we look at Dabo kind of like a creep that he is. But I digress. Yeah, I mean, Kirby's been here, you know, 10 years. We go back to 16.
Yeah.
And then you think about it, man, in such a short amount of time. And almost could have almost pulled it off, you know, if not for, I'm not going to relive what happened with Tua, but you get the idea. Dabo, to me, is funny because for guys that are new to Dukes and Bell, when Carl and I, because we knew each other for years, we finally got to work together. Carl started with Cordell Stewart, and I came in later. But, you know, when you and I were doing one of our first shows, we were just talking about Georgia and everything, and I said, look at Clemson. You know, Georgia and Clemson are kind of the same program. Clemson just got there a little bit sooner. But the idea that, you know, Clemson had always put great athletes in the NFL, had always had, you know, just been this close. And unfortunately, just had coaches, no disrespect to Coach Bowden, but Tommy Bowden was Tommy Bowden. And Mark Richt was better than Tommy Bowden, but still wasn't bringing home the bacon.
Right.
And then it takes that kind of that will to power of coach that Kirby is, that Dabo's been, and Dabo's trying to get it back. Even in a down year, they made the playoffs last year.
No, they did. They did. I give Dabo a lot of credit. The thing is, he's had to do a heck of a job of adjusting without two longtime coordinators that spent, you know, over a decade each with him. And now they're both head coaches. One of them is Brent Venables at Oklahoma, which, you know, Billy Bowman talked about when he came on the show, the safety for Oklahoma, who's now with the Falcons. And I just feel like he did a really good job last year. They're going to be fine. I know Clemson fans have been freaking out. They're going to be fine.
Well, again, is Klubnik going to finally be that guy? I mean, Carl and I always joke around about the guy that called in that day. Let me tell you something, man. Enough about Justin. No, Trevor Lawrence is good. This DJ Uyunglele, that's the real deal. You just wait. So we'll see if Klubnik can step up. One thing, just real quick, we talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Great about Dabo. Bobby Bowden went through it. Dabo went through it. I still think Todd Monken is the greatest assistant coach, other than maybe Sam Pittman, that the Kirby's had.
No doubt.
And I think Monken, no disrespect to Bobo, but Bobo's just not as good. Bobo's maybe a better, and certainly a better recruiter, but Monken was better game day.
I'm curious to see what he does differently this year. I am. We're going to find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.